This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5 o'clock, WIP afternoon show. Broads, Al Morgani, you at 215-592-9494. Herb's in the house. Herb from the Northeast, checking in. I heard people calling his name as he walked in the door. They're like, Herb, Herb, Herb. Getting pictures. There he is. Herb, Herb. See, I wasn't making it up. People were always saying that. Let's take a look here at our Twitter poll, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. So it seems we are stuck here on the percentages. It's an on-the-record Friday. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? 59% say yes, 41% say no. Al.
That's pretty good.
I was going to ask you, how do you feel about these results? Are you shocked, or is this what you
I'm kind of impressed at the optimism.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, that's pretty good when you look at it, the way they played with every, obviously, I think people assume they're going to do something.
Sure.
I mean, if you had a poll, if the Phillies stood pat, do you feel confident or be like two?
If that.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah.
I think maybe zero. It might be zero. We might get our first 100 to zero Twitter poll.
I think that they also get swayed by all the reports nationally that continue to come out and say that they have an aggressive front office.
It's everywhere.
It's still there. I don't know. It better happen this year because the fraud police are going to be out otherwise.
I got to think Dave is leaking info to these guys. Dave's got to
be. Well, he's been around for so long. I mean, he knows the media so well. Isn't his wife an ex-media person? Or
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I mean, he knows how to. He handles the media so well. He knows exactly who to go to, so to speak.
So if this is happening, then I got to think that there's smoke where there's fire, right?
Yeah.
Or fire where there's smoke.
Well, but we've heard it
whatever.
The last couple. What happened the last couple? We heard the same things, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's like,
Was it always this, though? I feel like it's definitely intensified a little bit lately, but I could just be in the moment.
Well, I think he's going to simply because there's stuff there now. I think he's accomplished what he had. A lot of what he had to accomplish here is beyond the wins and losses.
Structure.
Yes,
structure.
It's there. It's there in place. And he's not going to use the excuse of the Alvarado thing or whatever. Just go out. You've got cards to deal them.
We'll see what he does. With that, it is now time for everybody's favorite segment.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With the deep-throated Mr. Nichols.
Beautiful five! As always, I need to thank Jody McDonald for that intro. It gets me every single time. So,
Hold on. As I spit out a French fry in the microphone. What in the world was he thinking?
What was that?
What was he thinking? How do you get... Does he understand what he said?
No.
To this day, does he understand? Why would you use that word ever?
So
unless for one context and one context
only.
So he didn't use it only once. He also used it here.
Luke can give him the deep throat.
Jody has been around way too long to just be casually throwing around that word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I have too much respect for Jody Mack to think that he can just accidentally use that word. This all had to be on purpose.
It was 100% on purpose. It was shocking. I was sitting here. John Johnson was right across from me.
Oh, no.
He starts belly laughing. I got my head in my hand. I could not believe it, but
Luke, how
it's
many
hilarious.
Weeks in was this where it was maybe your second week and Jody, like, you know, you walk this, in, you're producing Jody Mack, and he hits you with that?
This is probably the first, like, 2 months of me being at WIP.
Wow.
Still relatively
awesome.
New and hits me with that. But with that,
yep.
My top five today that I have for you is the top five things that the afternoon show guys, Ike, Spike, and Fritz, will be mad that they missed and annoyed with from this past week.
That's
so we
a good
had
one.
A whole week of a whole lot of going on that I'm sure they'd want to talk about and probably will somewhat talk about next week, but it may be too late with the Eagles starting training camp and whatnot. So number five is these guys missed a full week of lists. There was lists every single day. The quarterback list with Jalen being ninth, other guys' personal lists, the top five athletes of the quarter century. There was ESPN put out a list of the top 25 teams since 2000, top receivers. If there's one thing that the afternoon show guys love, it's making lists and talking about lists. So they missed an entire week of debating where Jalen should be on a list, debating Phillies on lists, Joel Embiid, just a whole week of lists that I'm sure they are heartbroken that they missed on their vacation.
I'm sure I could see Spike walking into a meeting before a Tuesday show, right? And they're at their studio, and he knows that Jalen was ninth on a list, smiling.
Yeah.
He's thinking, oh, this is perfect for my agenda. And then Mike's banging his head against the wall going, oh, I got to do this for 4 hours. And Jack's watching Mick Abel highlights off to the side. Yeah. No, you're right, though. They do love themselves some lists. They missed out.
Yeah.
You know, Luke, I wouldn't be surprised if next week they say, I'm sorry, the Eagles are – no. I have a list to talk about. I missed last week. So don't put it past them that they skip out on anything Eagles training camp related to dive back deep into one of these lists they missed.
God forbid their wives give them a list of things to do, ends up on the air.
That could happen as well.
It would not surprise me at all, especially with the Jalen being ninth on the ESPN quarterback.
Come on. That's an easy. I know exactly how they open that show. See, I'm not the only one. That's what Spike's thinking.
Yeah, well, speaking of Ike, number four is Ike being annoyed with TK discrediting Jalen Hurts on his personal top quarterbacks list because he had Jalen Hurts sixth behind Jaden Daniels. And this may not be a big thing, you know, TK with Jalen there, but I think the fact that he did it during their time slot and Ike wasn't here to defend Jalen and say why he's better than Jaden Daniels, I think that would annoy him. Let's say he turns it on just to see, let's see what TK's talking about when I'm not there. And he hears him discrediting Jalen Hurts and getting in arguments with guys on the air about Jalen Hurts. Now I'm sure Ike and Jack were thrilled to hear this, but I can just picture Ike wanting to fire right back at TK for putting him sixth.
As he should. Al, I don't understand the Jalen Hurts discourse as if we just got to knock him down every single time the guy just wins and wins and
I went at Cap Gun on that and Giglio. I said, this is
Giglio
just,
too.
This is just stupid. It's
crazy.
It's ridiculous.
So all they would do, and I love him, obviously. It's just all fun, but it's serious. It's my life, but it's fun, but it's serious. Is you're telling me you ripped Donovan McNabb for years because all he did was perform to a point, but then when the biggest stage happened, maybe he didn't play his best. Now we have a kid who all he does is play elite every time he's on the biggest stage, yet what? You don't like the way it looks? You don't like the way it looks? I had to listen today. I was going nuts. They're talking about how the offense, it was Elliott, and he was right. Elliott was right. I can't believe I'm saying this. You got Giglio and Kyle saying the defense is why they won the Super Bowl, as if the offense didn't do anything?
Yeah.
As if we're diminishing what the offense did in the Super Bowl? What are you doing? It makes me lose my mind.
Of course it does, because they won, and they were I was with Joe, and I said, this is the problem. When you're looking at it from the outside, you have to look at this quarterback in terms of a locker room, not in a vacuum. He wins. He gets the respect of people. You judge NFL quarterbacks very simply anymore. Third down and fourth down. third and must or fourth and must. That's where you judge NFL quarterbacks in the crunch, when those situations. And he's the best. It's pretty simple.
I got the goosebumps thinking about Hurts in shotgun at the link against the Cowboys on Thursday, baby.
Can't wait. Just a reminder, anyway, there is a preseason game this month. Football is basically back for all I'm concerned. Anyway.
I've heard you say that three times now, and I'm very disappointed because it's fake. It's fake. No, it's fake excitement. It's fake.
I'm watching it.
And you're going to hate it 6 seconds in.
It's going to be awful by the second quarter, but I'm going to love every second of it. It's going to be fantastic. Number three on my top five things that the afternoon show guys will be annoyed about. This one's a specific annoyance with Jack Fritz. I think Jack is going to be annoyed that the collective group of producers for the afternoon show this week did not utilize the drop board as much as he does. I know he takes great pride in his drops and the timing of it all and how it sounds and which one to use and all. I barely use drops. I'm not that big of a drops guy. I do every now and then, like,
woof!
And then also maybe,
get out of my face!
And even,
disgusting!
So just a few examples right there. Sometimes I use them, not too much, but I didn't utilize the afternoon show specific drop board really at all this week. Alex, I'm not entirely sure. I think he's somewhat of a drops guy. I know DeRozio.
Oh, he's a huge drops guy.
He's a huge dropsman.
Okay,
huge
dropsman.
Maybe a little bit. I know DeRozio's got his jolly specific cuts, which are fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But I think he will have a problem with not using the drops as much.
Let me ask you this, Luke.
Great pride in him. Yes.
He does have a lot of pride in that. Now, I don't know the answer to this question. I'm just asking.
Right.
Do you think Jack will be happy that nobody pushed the buttons? Because if someone pushed the buttons better than him, then there may be some controversy on who deserves to push the buttons moving forward.
That could be it, but here's the thing. Would he ever admit that anybody was pushing the buttons better than him?
No.
There we see that.
Absolutely not.
So that's the problem there.
Okay.
Number
Fair
two
enough.
of things the afternoon show guys will be annoyed about. I believe that Spike is going to be annoyed and upset that the Sixers news that happened this week did not happen next week or the week before, the prior week. That the Paul George injury happened on Monday, the Embiid story comes out on Wednesday, and he couldn't talk about it this week. He's got to talk about it next week, and by then, again, it's going to be Eagles. You're going to be moving on to different things. The Phillies are going to be back in action. I think Spike is sitting there seeing the Paul George news and seeing the Embiid news, probably thinking, great, here we go again. And also, of course, this happens the 1 week that I'm not there. Really no Sixers news outside of the draft and free agency, even barely anything in free agency. And then you get two big pieces of news in the same week when he's not here.
They are big pieces of news, without a doubt. I'm just wondering, and I guess I became Mr. Devil's Advocate on this segment, so I apologize, but is there so much Sixers fatigue in everything that he does that he's almost like, I am so glad I don't got to deal with morons for 4 hours?
Oh, no, he enjoys
it.
I think he enjoys it.
No offense to the morons out there that, you know, but I'm just saying, he may be thinking, I'm done. I'm just overtired with this stuff.
Because he would have to defend Joel like you were yesterday and the day before.
I had to put my big boy pants on. I did have to do
so
that.
He's probably sitting there looking at you, and I hope he gives you credit for defending Embiid, but
I'm sure
he would want to do that as well. Because if you read the full article, which is a long article, my biggest takeaway was that the organization is more to blame than Embiid, but whatever. There's too much in there. Number one, I believe that the entire show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz, is going to be annoyed that the Flyers talk today, although a bit contained, but it was way longer than 50 seconds. And I know for a fact, when they saw on the schedule that it was going to be Hunter Brody and Al Morgani today, their first thought was, oh, great, here comes 4 hours of Flyers talk. So even the littlest bit of Flyers talk today, they're going to have some kind of comment about, oh, you know, you had your Flyers-centric show last Friday, so we're good on Flyers talk for the next year. I know they're going to mention something about all the Flyers talk that happened today. I mean, we're bringing up Carter Hart. We're bringing up Joel Farabee and Tyson Forrester. There's no way Joel Farabee has come up on the afternoon show unless it's from one of you. And I know they're thinking, like, you just got to be kidding me. We're doing Flyers talk. So I agree with that one.
I think they're going to definitely make a comment. But I'll say this, Al, not to toot our own horns here.
Right.
I think as hockeysmen, we understand the perfect lane to take this.
Yes.
We are on the air for 4 hours. I think we've talked hockey for maybe 25 minutes. Is that fair?
Yeah,
20
fair.
Minutes? I think we did the perfect amount of adding a little cherry on top.
Well, it's not like we're filling in for talented people either.
Well, hey, I'll let someone else speak next. Luke, what do you got on that comment? What do you think?
The Phillies are coming up in about hour and a half.
I think Ike is very talented.
I think they are going to miss though. I think they would have done something on the golf club, the golf fight, the fight on the golf course.
Well, and not
and
Creed,
Coldplay.
But Coldplay. Yeah.
Honorable mention was Coldplay.
Luke. Oh my gosh. Coldplay. This is insane. I can't stop watching replays in slow motion and the dissection of it. I'm seeing people like literally take it down to the slowest motion you can to talk about the eyes blinking and the movement down to the ground. The movement to the ground is so awkward.
My favorite is whoever their friend or probably another employee next to them, the look on her face of just pure...
She knew.
Oh, yeah. She knew.
Oh, she knew instantly.
She looked like she might have set it up.
She might have because she just got hired a week ago and got a promotion.
She's got that smirk on her face like, I'm going to run the company next week.
Everybody's digging into the LinkedIn profile of her, and apparently she just got promoted a week ago, so she's involved in it. She's involved in it.
That was a great list.
Yeah, it was a great list.
Thank you.
Jack, I don't know what I did over here, but I totally don't have our screen board anymore. I don't know. I didn't hit a button. 215-592-9494. That's the phone number. We have a little happy hour Friday going on, of course, and that's sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGUIDA Phillies.com. I got to say, Al, I'm pretty excited for the Phillies to be back. As much as I'm a little blah on the fact that I don't know if I trust them, it's been a long grind of a week, and the fact that tonight I get to go home and sit down with the pups and, you know, just relax on a Friday night, get ready to come back tomorrow. I got a show tomorrow night, but, you know, just relax and throw on a little baseball in the late July. It's nice to have the boys back hitting the ballpark.
Oh, it's great. It just feels comfortable having baseball. Even when you miss it for just a night, you can complain about your team, even when they're bad. It's like, okay, that's what I love baseball because there's always something to talk about. Football, you go, you know, one game a week and you go crazy that week. But things change in baseball so rapidly from game to game, managerial decisions, this and that. So it's great to have the Phillies back, and hopefully it starts something big here. I can't wait for the reception for Schwarber, who's becoming he's rising in everybody's estimation just in terms of his career here. It hasn't been long, but his impact is getting greater and greater. And now that doesn't really impact the Phillies in terms of standings or whatever, but it's a big moment. In baseball, it's a big moment. I mean, the bat goes to the Hall of Fame, obviously, but it's like it came out of nowhere.
I know.
I mean, that moment came out of nowhere. Who thought that the next morning there would be the ode to Schwarber where everything going on is like, how did this happen? And it added to legend's a big word, but man, when you hit home runs for the distance that he does, have big moments that he does, and then have this moment and something that literally had never been done, because it never had been a chance to do it. It had never been done, and he rose to that moment. That was a huge thing for this for his status in Philadelphia sports.
Do you think he's back next year? Do you think Dave Dombrowski pays him the big bucks, or do you think he tests the market and goes elsewhere?
That's a tough.
I know. I really don't know.
If he has a big postseason, there's no way he goes anywhere.
What if he has one of those postseasons where there's a couple of homers in there,
yeah,
but it's also filtered in with some of the strikeouts,
yeah,
and things of that nature? It's good, but not great.
I can't say that if I'm them, much as I love him, that I'd be in love with a long-term thing. Older players now with steroids prohibited in terms of rehab and stuff, it changes the dynamic and older players on what you're going to do. But I think I think that moment, and whatever, if he has a big postseason, this fan base will be crazy if he's not back.
Sure, especially if Ranger leaves. See, my stance on the Ranger thing has been he's just too much of an asset to let walk. So it's either you trade him, which I'm not advocating for that at all,
yeah,
or you sign him. But what you can't do is allow someone with that much appeal to either leave and you don't get anything. Like, you just can't let that happen. It's too valuable of an asset. So you got to pick a lane here. So if I'm saying hypothetically Schwarber does go and Ranger ends up walking too, and then you sign the old JT Realmuto back for a cheap deal just to play catcher and not worry about his offense, think about what the fan base is going to act like, especially if they lose in, I don't know, the NLDS again or something.
No.
It'd be nuts.
No.
And I could see them letting Ranger walk. I could see them letting Kyle walk. And if that's the case, then holy wow, what are we doing?
Yeah, that I'm torn on Ranger. I mean, it's you know, they've got to limit the work, I guess.
That's already started too, and that
oh, that's where Alvarado comes in. I mean, that's a tough decision for you to like come back, and that's got to be an odd position to put yourself in.
Here's a crazy stance with that. I don't even know if I want to do it.
Well, the thing is, if I look at it emotionally, I can agree with you. And you're an emotional guy. I can see where you're going.
What are you doing?
You come in here, yeah.
Some would say.
But I also can see and say, you know what? He can really save my couple of arms. If there's mop-up time, he has no standing to say this isn't my role. His role is whatever we need. Because this is what you left.
Using Alvarado to close out games.
I'm using him to... I guess if I have a spot where I can save an arm, that's what he's going to do.
I don't know how I feel yet. Maybe it's more in the moment when I actually see. It depends on the race. Like if you're going up and battling like the New York Mets.
Imagine a world where that didn't happen. How the total difference you have going into this, what you can go get at the trade. It's unbelievable.
Changed the whole thing.
I don't even know if I like the rule. to be able to come back and not play in the postseason.
Couldn't agree more. What's the point? At that point, he should just be suspended.
Well, really?
I never even... Honestly, I've been so all out of whack, I didn't even think about how stupid it was. You're right. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen some dumb stuff. Let's go to Ben on WIP. What's up, Ben?
What's up, Rose? How we doing, Al?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I actually just randomly had an afternoon free, and I was able to see the Phillies parade around the new All-Star logo around Old City and Independence Mall and all that kind of fun stuff. So it was a great day. But since you guys brought it up, Schwarber has to come back next year just to participate in the Home Run Derby here in Philadelphia.
Oh, could you imagine if he's wearing a different uniform and comes back to town here? To play in the All-Star game?
I don't want to imagine that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said it like that. I was way too happy and excited in my tone.
Exactly. He has to be here, and he has to be wearing a Philadelphia Phillies uniform. And if Dombrowski, I mean, he probably added $5 million per year to his next contract just from going 3-for-3.
I think Schwarber is a 50-50 coin flip right now. I mean, I'm just engaging it on my feel of it, though. But I really do think there's a good chance he can leave. But I think it's a coin flip on if he returns, which is a huge personality change of a clubhouse and as a lineup. But I'm very torn because I think this team, not that Kyle is the biggest part of this at all, but, you know, the team does have a very inconsistent offense. And I do wonder if he plays any role in that to some level.
A lot will depend on how it plays out for the season, how you're feeling, whether, you know, when you win, it's hard to break anything.
Sure.
That's the big difference on what's going to happen here. I have no idea what, like, his number's going to be. I mean,
he's just going to DH, so it's going to be 25 mil a year to DH?
Well,
I don't know. Even higher, you think?
I think his brand, and I mean, just the personality he does bring and the fit with the city, and I mean, seriously, obviously, he's got to be one of the highest-selling jerseys that we have here, and especially because of the fact that we're going to be hosting the All-Star game, I just see that, like, we really need to step up and solidify that. I get he probably wants to test the market and see what he could get, but, like, I think we just really... let him know that we value him so much as city. And Dombrowski, hopefully you're listening now, just like you were listening for the rest of the show.
That's right.
And you trade and make a good deal, but you also, not only that, but you keep Schwarber here, and we keep this window open for a little bit longer. So I
do also
feel...
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I do feel Schwarber does understand the love that he gets here. And I think he would like to stay here if all things work out. And I typed this in on Twitter, and it gives you the AI overview, and sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. But it says Kyle Schwarber's projected contract is to be around 4 years, $100 million, so around 25 AAV as a DH.
Oof.
It's a lot of money for someone just batting. But he's one of the most productive bats, and I do think that his makeup as a DH, I think he's going to be a pure hitter at age 30, whatever. I don't think he's going to diminish the way I'm worried about Bryce Harper's wrist, for example.
Yeah.
I think he can last longer, if that makes you feel any better about this, Al.
Well, that would make me feel a whole lot better.
Okay.
Because that's one of my biggest worries when you get of older players on what they're going to do. And then you're handcuffed with these contracts. And that's, you have to look at the rest of the team, too. You mentioned the catcher, Harper there. How long can you depend on those characters?
It's a great question. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time is almost here. Book your party at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. 215-592-9494 if you do want to get in. We're going to do a weird leading off mix combo coming up next. How about that? Yeah, we'll bleed into some leading off as we get ready for the Phillies to return from the All-Star break, leading the National League East by half a game. Crazy, crazy. Although the way we talk about them, you never know. 215-592-9494. That's coming up next. It's Broads. It's Al Morgani in for the WIP Afternoon Show on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh.
Everyone loves Coldplay.
Oh. Oh.
Do you think that guy ever listens to Coldplay again? He's clearly a big fan.
Oh, man.
You can't ever listen. What's he going into his truck and putting it on the speakers today as he's going to work with his HR lady?
One mistake.
That's a
he probably made some
mistake.
Big mistakes going in, but
clearly.
You know what gets lost in it?
What's that?
Her side. Is she married?
I think so.
Oy.
I think so. I think it was a double marriage situation. But now they can be happy together forever. I don't know. There's a blessing in this.
Man.
True love. 215-592-9494. Now, there's no text line, but if there was, it would be brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Big Phil's game tonight. I can't believe it. I've been waiting forever for a baseball game. You're right. One day off normally throughout a season on a Thursday's weird.
Yeah.
You give me 4 days of nothing except for an Embiid story that's 65,000 pages long. I'm losing my mind, Al.
Yeah,
I lose my mind normally.
You come in, everybody come in all jacked up for this and just get off on the right foot. Because usually if they win the first game, they're pretty good in the series. And so this is a good opportunity to come in. Then Monday, they got a couple of good. Then the Red Sox come in. That's always places jacked up for that. So it's a. I don't know that it can make any difference in. I guess you could make an argument that if they stumble, it would even make more likely that the front office would do something.
Well, I was going to ask you this. Sorry, hypothetically, and I hate to paint this picture.
Yeah.
It's inning one. All right, Phillies are up to bat. First two guys get on. Wild pitch, second and third, no outs. No one scores. And then you start to hear the ooh, right? Second inning, leadoff double, stays at second, inning's over.
Nah, it's a good
third inning comes around.
Yeah.
Bases loaded, two outs. Ground ball to shortstop.
Oh, no. The place is wild.
Place is just losing. And that goes and continues throughout the game. They drop game one 4-0 after all those squandered opportunities and then lose 2 out of 3 to start the little second half spurt. What do you think that does for Mr. David Dombrowski?
The hot seat is now red hot. No, it's white hot at that point. And even with the Eagles kind of getting into their training camp and all, it's funny how bad news goes, the cream rises, but bad news rises too. That's the story. Like if they falter in these next two series going into the trade deadline, whenever, they are the top story. Like, do something. This is like, it's the trial of Dombrowski at that point.
So you think if they win and look great, there's less pressure?
They'll still do something, but there won't be the suicide watch by fans on what are you going to do. Like, if they lose, it's like, it has to do something.
I agree.
Or it's a white flag.
Right. But I'm thinking the alternative is if they show that they're great, right, and they win 5 in a row out of the break, then the pressure is, how do you not make a big swing? Because we got to make this count.
No, whatever it is.
It's a lose-lose, Dave. Or just get it done.
His local reputation is on the line. No matter what you hear from the national media on his, his status as a swinger, taking the big swing.
Oh, excuse me?
Coldplay? It's not going to wash here. It's not going to wash here.
Do you think Dave Dombrowski cares about his Philadelphia image when he's got a couple of trophies and rings from Miami and Boston?
No, I do. Okay. I think he cares about it. I think he does. I don't think he likes being looked upon as somebody that's not doing anything. He's always done stuff. I don't think anybody likes it when what you were known for, it's like, well, when's your last hit? You're going to be one of those bands. When's your last hit, man? We've been listening to this. I've been hearing about what you did in the past forever. Well, give me a hit.
It's a good point. I always wonder Dave Dombrowski's mentality just because he kind of already has, and we talked about this with the national media. I mean, everybody looks at Dave Dombrowski. Oh, this is Dave Dombrowski. So if that's how people view him in Major League Baseball, does he give a flip about what's going on here in Philadelphia?
Yeah. I think he's done enough here that I think he wants it to come to fruition, if you will, to all the stuff that's been done here. You look at the guys signed here. You look at the money spent here. You look at the pitching staff put together here. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame guy, but I mean, this really, if he manages to pull this off here, with a trade especially, man, that's rarefied stuff right there.
And he brought in, remind me if I'm wrong here, or correct me, did he bring in Pierce to the Red Sox that helped push them over the edge that year? I could be messing up years.
He's done so much there, I don't know. But he's done stuff. I mean,
what if he brings in someone who does something equivalent to what Pierce did for the Red Sox?
Anything, just to get it done. To have that resume, if that happens, is remarkable.
Yeah, it changes it.
It changes everything.
No, that's a good point. That's the flip side of it. Let's go to Keith in Bucks County. What's happening, Keith?
Hey, guys. Listen, this has been a fantasy of mine for years. Would they part with a good prospect over the weekend and trade for Mike Trout? He's certainly going to solidify center field because he plays it. He's got a great arm. He certainly is going to give you a right-handed bat, which they're looking for. Whether he's having a great year or not, he's not. And he's certainly not the Mike Trout of 10 years ago. But looking at what's available, I mean...
But what's his contract?
He's only got 3 years left on it.
How much?
3 years.
No.
I just don't trust this help. My worry would be, Keith, and this would be the same with Buxton, it's nothing, and I don't know if Mike Trout I do know he's nowhere even close to what he once was, but my point is you trade for these guys that have such a long list of injuries behind them. What if you make a move for a big guy and then 3 games in, it's just he's just not available? There's just so much history with injuries, it scares the living crap out of
me. I get all that, but I guess that's what you call swinging big and gambling. And he certainly, and I think that the trade would do two things. Number one, I think it's good for baseball. I think baseball finally wants to see one of their marquee guys in the postseason. And I think it would be great for him because he's always wanted, and he's made it known, he would love to be able to play for his own team.
I don't know. I can't take the contract.
I think it's more wishful thinking. Thanks, Keith. I appreciate your phone call. I really do. So Mike Trout has 5 years left. He's signed until 2030. And I don't even know what he's hitting this year, to be honest with you. I don't really watch Los Angeles Angels baseball too much. He's hitting .238. Woof.
I think he's played a little better just recently.
Yeah.
But
he's got some. He's got 17 homers.
Yeah. And they open his golf. Is his golf course almost done?
Oh,
is it done?
That's a good point.
Right here, was it Millville?
Millville
down there.
I think Tiger's a part of that too.
Yeah,
no?
Tiger. Yeah,
that's a big one. Maybe we can get on Coatsy's golf cart. Me and you, we can take it out and play 18. I'm spitballing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.